Good evening, GWA. So I'm gonna take a stab at the other half of the totally unofficial audio questionnaire by Rob1514. So question one. Some GWA members listen to audio posts whilst at work. Have you ever listened whilst driving? Where else do you listen? Well, I don't drive at all. I don't even have a driving license, so that would be pretty impossible. I have listened at work, but not, it's not something I do too often. But I do tend to listen to the more vanilla posts, whilst I'm on my way to or from work. Just 'cause, well, why not? Question two. Have you ever ended sex because it was so bad? Tell us about your worst sex partner, why it was so bad, and what you did about it. Okay, so this is the bit where you might start to hate me a little bit. So yes, I have ended sex because it was so bad, and that's not in itself a bad thing, but unfortunately, it was the guy I was having sex with's first time, and. It was New Year's Eve, and I was 16 at the time, and he had just turned 16, so it was all legal. It's fine. So we'd been drinking because we were at a party at my friend's house. He wasn't one of my friends; he was kind of one of her other group of friends. Kind of snuck off, thought, oh, this is brilliant, got into it, and it was just awful. Like, he didn't know what he was doing, and I was at that point of drunkenness that I just, or at that point of drinking, really, rather than drunkenness, where I just kind of, I didn't really care about what happened to him or what he was feeling. So I got up, like mid-stroke. I was like, this is doing nothing. Just got up, put my jeans back on, went back downstairs, and rejoined the party. And I do feel a little bad about it still. Because obviously, if it had happened to me during my first time, I'd have been heartbroken if somebody did that. But he does still tell. He just still tells the story that he lost his virginity to me, so he clearly counted it, so it's fine. I can't have been that much of a bitch. Question three. If you accidentally find a very attractive person masturbating or two very attractive people having sex, and there's no chance of you being seen, would you masturbate whilst you watched them? How long would you watch? I'd be more likely to watch an attractive person masturbating than watch two people having sex, and I'm not really sure why. But I think masturbating on your own in public is asking for participation, whereas sex you've already included somebody else there. So probably how long would I watch? Until I was done? Or until they were done? I don't know. I don't know if I would watch, actually. Because I've got a theory about people who are too attractive. And it's that they tend to be really boring. Well, either really boring or really stupid. But a lot of the time for me, really stupid means really boring. And a lot of the sexual attraction I tend to feel comes through being interested in somebody as a person, or being interested in somebody's brain. So overly attractive people don't elicit that same sexual response to me as somebody who's cleverer or somebody who is interesting in some other way. But my theory about as to why overly attractive people are boring is because they've never had to be interesting. They've always been pretty or they've always been handsome. And so they never had to develop a personality in the way that normal looking people, even like a decently attractive, the average human being, we all have to develop personalities to kind of interact and survive in the world, because simply being Ryan Gosling isn't an option for us. Okay, question 4. Have you ever had a kissing cousin? If not, do you have relatives that you would fuck if they were not related to you? No, I haven't had one. And no, I don't have relatives that I would have sex with if I wasn't related to them. Mostly because my cousins and things like, and they're like, fall into two distinct categories. So there's the group of them who are a lot older that I'm the kind of tail end of, who are all doing the marriage and babies thing now. And then the other group of them are the babies, for the most part, of the earlier set. And the oldest one of those is kind of 6. So that's really inappropriate. Although, I do have a cousin who looks like the little girl out of Brave. And I think she is going to be something of a hellraiser. She's got a lot of attitude, even as a 6-year-old. So I think she's going to be a fun one to watch grow up. Question 5. Have you ever talked to a GWA recording? Yes. All the time. Even if it doesn't ask for audience participation, I decide that the thoughts that are in my head are so brilliant. And the things I think whilst listening to them are so fantastic. I couldn't possibly not share them with the nobody that's listening to me. So I don't even have to be asked. I'll be contributing to your recordings, even if you don't leave me space to. Question 6. When you're checking someone out, where do your eyes go first, second, and third? First is kind of the back and the shoulders. I like a broad shouldered gentleman. Second would be arms. I'm a big fan, like I think a lot of people, of nice, kind of not muscle bound, but decently muscular arms. It kind of gives you that impression that they could probably throw you around a bit. And third is thighs. Just because I've spent an awful lot of time with rugby players and with rowers, and I know a lot of them quite personally, and they're both sports that end up with huge thighs on guys. So it's kind of become sexy to me in a kind of tag-along way. Have you ever had a professional give you a lap dance? How exciting was it? Were you hard or wet? If you haven't had one, is it something you'd like to have? Okay. So it wasn't a lap dance per se. But we hired a male stripper for my friend's coming out party. And unfortunately, the message didn't get passed along to the stripper himself that this would be a coming out party for a gay guy. And so he was quite put off when he found that he was supposed to be devoting most of his attention to a guy. He was expecting it to be a woman, because I rang and booked it. So he was kind of fixating on the kind of 4 or 5 women who were in the room at the time, of which I was one. And there was a section of his routine, we'll say, that involved him opening a towel and privately showing it to particular members of the audience. And unfortunately, it was at this point that he decided that I was deserving of his attention. So he opens his towel and starts windmilling his semi-hard penis, and it just, like, catches me across the face. So it was potentially the least erotic thing that's ever happened to me, bearing in mind that this isn't even the stripper we booked. We booked some kind of, some, like, 25-year-old Adonis, basically. And we got someone who was a little past his peak and looked kind of steroid helped rather than just muscular. So, yeah. Cock slapped by a stripper unwillingly. So, no, I wasn't aroused. It wasn't very exciting. But it wouldn't put me off going to a strip club or hiring a stripper again, so long as there was more of a guarantee that we actually got who we wanted. Question 8. Three-part question about age and sex. Part A. How many years older than you is too old? This is kind of the thing that I'm exploring at the minute, is where that upper limit lies. Because I'm yet to find it. Because I spent a lot of time when I was younger having sex with people who were around the same age as me or a couple of years older at most. And so there was never really much of a difference. And then in the past kind of 2 years, I've been kind of pushing the boundary and seeing kind of like where my comfort level lies with it. 34 is the highest I've gone at the minute, which is 13 years. But the only bit that the kind of the temporary line that's there at the minute is that I don't think I'd go older than my parents, because that just feels moderately inappropriate. How many years younger than you is too young? I wouldn't go below 18. I'm not a great fan, for the most part, of teenagers. Just because I was one, and I remember what I was like at that age. And I was a massive pain in the arse. So I don't need the hassle, basically. I've just got past that stage of feeling like I'm a pain in the arse myself. So I don't need to be inviting it in by having sex with them as well. In the US, the age of consent is generally 18. Excuse me. But in many countries, the age of consent is 16. Well, the UK, it's 16. Do you feel that you had the maturity at 16 to make good decisions about sex? No. I didn't at all. I was doing it, and I was doing it before I was 16. But I can't honestly say that the decisions I was making at that point in time were particularly good. Do you feel that you had the maturity, especially with someone age 21 or older? I wouldn't have probably even considered the thought of having sex with someone who was over the age of 21. Because at 16, that just felt so monolithically older. And even though I've always been far more felt far more mature, even if I haven't always been more mature than my peers, I've always felt it. So if I wasn't feeling in a position where I could have been having sex with 21-year-olds, I'm really wondering how they were. Question 9. Is there a sex position or a kind of sex that you told yourself you would never do or enjoy but ended up doing it anyway? What was it and did you enjoy it? Well, I've always said no anal, and I've actually never been convinced yet to give that one up. There's too much of a mental block there for me still. I never expected to like sex as rough as I enjoy it. When I think about the way I am outside of sex, it's hugely different, to the person I am, I guess, here, and to the person I am in the bedroom. And I think a lot of my peers would be quite surprised, if they found out about my about just kind of how much I did get up to in the bedroom. And question 10. Have you ever stolen a boyfriend or girlfriend from someone, or found yourself inappropriately attracted to and flirting with the significant other or close friend? I'll deal with the last part first, because that one's a lot easier. So I flirt all the time with my with my best friend's boyfriend, and he does it back to me. But it's kind of, it's not inappropriate in the way I guess the question is phrased, just because it's what we've always done, even before they were together. We always just flirted. It's kind of the type of person he is and the type of person I am. It just kind of, it's amusing to us, and it's just more of how our friendship works rather than being actually based on attraction. So have you ever stolen a boyfriend or girlfriend from someone? Yes, I've done it twice. Because apparently the first time wasn't a good enough lesson for me. So the first time it was actually my sister's best friend's boyfriend that I stole. In inverted commas. I didn't steal him, in my definition at least, because he kind of came willingly. So yeah, that caused quite a bit of mess, both between me and my sister, and between me and my sister's best friend, obviously. She was very quick to blame me for losing her boyfriend, and not really focusing on the fact that her boyfriend had gone after her best friend's little sister. And the second time was with a guy who I was kind of sleeping with on and off, and indirectly got me kicked out of school. A story which I'm not willing to tell. I've told it privately a couple of times, but I'm not ready to divulge that one with the community at large. So we were sleeping together on and off anyway, just as a friends with benefits kind of deal. And then he happened to get a girlfriend and decided not to share that piece of information until his girlfriend found out and asked me why I was still sleeping with her boyfriend. At which point I kind of went, oh, he didn't know he was somebody else's boyfriend. And that led to, unfortunately, them breaking up. And us continuing to sleep together until he left for university. So one was kind of intentional. And one I didn't actually have any idea that I was involved in any form of theft. But that's it. If there's any questions, you can comment them or PM me with them. Have a good night.